It is that live concert ride through the 90s, Virginia. Streets of Gold is the program, and I am your MC, Larry Wayne. Now, this is concert number 5, and so we're now in Minneapolis at Twin Cities Church. Our producer, Jack, has seen this performer many times and is one of his favorite artists in concert. Can you tell? I'm sure if you've seen him, you would agree. Brian Duncan on Streets of Gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Heart Alive in the beautiful city of Minneapolis. Tonight we bring to the stage Southern California's own blue-eyed soul man, Mr. Brian Duncan.
Clap your hands tonight, yeah. Clap your hands. Having fun so far. At least I'm having fun, and I've learned to have fun by myself if I have to. Because, you know, if you wait for everybody else to have fun, Well, actually, they got a word for that now. I think they call it codependent. Yeah, thank both of you codependents for being here. You know, I've hired some codependents to work for me because, you know, I don't have to do anything. So, if you don't know what a codependent is, you know, I was going to write a song about codependency, you know, called When You Feel Good, I Feel Better. Okay, that might have been above a few people's heads. You can go home. It's in the dictionary, codependency. So I've been learning a lot of new words. One of them is recovery. because I'm old, and I really never planned to be older than 30, and nobody gave me a manual for what to do after 30. It's like they should at least put it in like a little emergency case, you know. You break the glass out, I've turned 50. Psh, okay, what to do now? So I'm still here, and thanks for having me out. You know, I just like to do a song here. You know, early on in my career, I was writing songs about recovery, although I wasn't really in it, you know. Recovery is what happens after you make the mistakes. And if you live beyond, like, 15, I think pretty much you have something to recover from. So recovery is not just for drugs and alcohol anymore. It's kind of like this is not your father's Oldsmobile. So I'd like to just do this little song. This was actually something that I'd written in the early days of being in a 12-step program. Yes, I have been. Thank both of you for you're still in it. I was in it for the first 3 years. I stayed on step one, you know, which is acknowledging my powerlessness, you know, because I have a plan for God's life. I don't know if you guys. He hasn't got back to me yet. But we're emailing, you know, so. So this was a song that I wrote, and this goes way back, you know. So I'm not sure if I got all the words right, but hey, you know, if I make a mistake, that's okay. So originally, this I started out to be a Christmas song. We're going to call it The 12 Steps of Christmas. You know, only a handful of people are having a good time at this point. Because, you know, most of you are in denial. You know, you're going, what do you mean? What's wrong? There's nothing wrong. I'm fine. Well, we'll give you 15 or 20 minutes to think about it. So this is called Step by Step. And I wrote it like, what, 12 years ago. I was starting over for the rest of my life is what the first line says. I'm going, wow, that's still happening.
Though I'm all alone, in control and insecure. I know you know. serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, living one day at a time, enjoying one minute at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is and not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next.
We should go back to, you know, a middle-class white kind of thing now. That's what I am. You don't mind if we just do this? This is called Into My Heart, Out of My Head, right?
Absolutely.
You can clap along if you don't
my heart, out of my head.
I won't need your help to find a way.
This one actually was on Epic Records for a while, and you know, it hit the regular radio stations, and so people started showing up my shows that had no idea who I was talking about when I mentioned the Lord. So if you're visiting for the first time, I'm a believer in Christ, and I follow him. I've given my life to Jesus. He is my supreme redeemer and my higher power. So I'd like to just do this little song here. This is it's a little more of a rock and roll kind of thing. It's called Love Takes Time.
Streets of Gold and Brian Duncan in concert. I'm Larry Wayne, bringing back some concert memories for you on the program. Again, if you want to share with us any concert memories that you may have of concerts you've been to, post them on our Facebook page, which is Streets of Gold Radio. Up next is the three guys from Liberty U. That would be Decent Christian Talk.